That is a hard tune, Marianne.
Oh, I love that tune.
It makes you think.
It's such fun to play on. And I think it has the most perfect bass line of anything I ever heard. You know, like you can't, the bass player couldn't find any better changes. I defy any bass player to find better changes. You know, we've got this far, and I keep thinking about Paul Desmond, and I just never got around to mentioning him, Dave.
Yeah.
But he was such an integral part of your group for so long. Where did you and Paul meet?
Well, it was in the Army, and I was trying to get into the band where Paul happened to be playing, or he was in that band, and I was going overseas in the infantry.
Oh, goodness.
And I went to audition for this band, and they asked me if I could play jazz, and I said, yeah. And so they got some guys together out of the band to come and see if I could play. And Paul's account of this is very funny, if you ever get to read it, because it's written someplace. And if I remember it right, we were going to play a blues, and they called blues in B flat or in G. And I remember that Paul said it was in G, and I started playing in B flat. And this is in the early 40s, and I was playing in... I was playing G in the left hand and B flat in the right hand, just as a matter of habit, and not thinking that I'm not going to get into this band doing that. And so Paul said, I thought he was stark raving mad, was his first comment about me. And then over the years...
He little knew.
he got into polytonality, and he knew more what I wanted to do when I explained it to him. But this first account that we had was in the Army. I didn't get into the band.
I was wondering if you got in the band. Paul was the leader then?
No, he was just a side man in the band.
That's amazing. And one thing I always remember Paul saying about you is he loved the way you comped behind him.
Yeah, well, I wanted to comp so that he would play his best. And I did that for years. And I loved listening to him every night. There was a rare night where I didn't see how inventive and the humor, if he wanted to say something funny through the horn, would just break up all of us. If I did something wrong that he didn't like, he'd usually play I'm an Old Cowhand from the Rio Grande, because I was raised on a cattle ranch, and he'd bring that up musically, or Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, how funny. I've heard him do those things.
Yeah. And anything that he didn't like in, that was going on, he'd play a quote to get you back in what he considered in line. So it was something that was always so funny that you'd laugh. You'd never take it too badly when Paul played one of these quotes. And he could tell a complete story in quotes of what just happened. His mind was so quick that... there's an account of this in the old New Yorker article where the guy couldn't believe that Paul didn't have all this memorized. Well, they had been arrested the night before for speeding on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. He did the whole story of the arrest, where they went, it all in tune titles. It was amazing. And the guy was sharp enough to know the tunes and put it together. He was a great writer.
Was that in the New Yorker profile?
Yeah, if you ever want to see something funny, read that.
Well, I read it, but I've got to look it up and look through that again, because I can't remember that particular thing. I think I remember Paul telling me something about how you played a date once, and there was a horse show or something nearby. And tell about that. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, when we showed up, they didn't have a piano. And Paul loved that. He said, come and watch the Dave Brubeck Quartet sing and play. And they thought I was a singer.
Oh, my God.
And we were fairly well-known, you know. At this point, we were a very well-known group.
You had Gene Wright and
Joe Morello. And a guy came up on the stand with spurs on. And he drug him across the stage. And he walked up to me, and he said, tell the guy playing the traps that he's spooking the horses. And Of course, Paul was in hysterics. Here I am playing a Hammond organ for this big fair, and just everything possible was wrong. But then again, it was his sense of humor. And when Paul started playing, he hit some high notes, all the chickens went crazy. He started cackling and because there were chickens and horses and pigs and everything. And of course, he was taking the chickens out with the high alto.
God, that's funny. I'd love to have seen that. I guess maybe, I don't know if I heard it from Paul or from Joe, but there's so many stories. I mean, we could sit here and just reminisce about those things. You're going to have to write a book about all that if you haven't done it already.
No, Paul was going to write the book. It was called, How Many of There Are You in the Quartet?
Oh, God. Let's play some more, Dave.
Sure.
You think we could do in your own sweet way?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do this tune than the way I wrote it, because I wrote it two different ways. Never do that, Marion.
Well, how did you originally write it? Now, see, I'm learning something I don't know.
I wrote it, for first time I actually put it down was for Miles Davis.
Oh, and he's the one that flatted the...
He flatted the fifth or the... made the E flat an E natural.
Yes.
And I said, Miles, after I heard the record, why did you do that? He said, man, why'd you write it that way? And I had written it, he said, with the E natural. In other words.
Yeah, I always thought that was a Miles Davisism. I always thought he just did that.
Well, he said I did it.
Well, I think he was wrong. I just happen to think he was wrong.